South Korea will pay more to the United States to host the 28,500 U.S. troops stationed in the country. Seoul's burden will increase about 8% to around $900 million a year in a deal reached after 10 rounds of negotiations.
We're very pleased that our consultations resulted in an agreement, I think, that will strengthen transparency and strengthen and deepen our cooperation in the alliance.
Activists outside the South Korean Foreign Ministry, where the contract was signed, worried U.S. troops would never leave, given South Korea's generous payments and the provision of prime land for a new U.S. military base.
Why would the U.S. want to leave this paradise when farmers in Pyeongtaek sacrificed their lives for free and the U.S. give away its state-of-the-art military base while we pay over ₩1 trillion in defense expenses each year?
U.S. President Donald Trump had accused South Korea of being a free rider and called for higher military budgets from American allies.
That's far less than Trump had demanded. He was demanding a 100% increase in the South Korean outlay, and he's also talking about not needing U.S. troops here at all. In other words, he's threatening to withdraw them.
The contract will only be valid for 1 year. South Korea had wanted a 5-year deal and worried it may be subject to U.S. demands for even more money.
The U.S. exercised extreme negotiating tactics in securing an increase from South Korea for the hosting of U.S. troops in the country, even warning that the mutual defense agreement between the two countries would be rethought. As the U.S. pulls troops back from other locations around the world, South Korea is also increasing its own independent national defense. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.